under some roof, and then we hopped down into something, and then there was this big party, and it was great.
That's impressive in itself. That's,
you know, Rachel, that boat is, at least some of them have been 14 stories tall, so you're up at least 140 feet over the water.
Well, but you got to think about it. It's like a wedding cake. There's the big bottom, and then each tier gets smaller and smaller. So if I would have fallen, it would only been like 10 feet. So, but, I mean, we piled up lawn chairs to get on the roof, if that gives you an idea.
Obviously on the end of the ship that the fans are not allowed on.
I don't think we were allowed there either, to be honest. I mean, we climbed over some do not cross line, and we ended up in some something, and we climbed up something and ended up in the party. It was great.
Dear God.
I think that was the same party that Sebastian Bach got thrown out of.
Ah, so can you tell us anything about that, or would you rather?
I don't really know, because I got there as he was getting thrown out, so I don't know what preceded that event. But it was up in the the presidential suite when some fans won the presidential suite, so they had parties up there every night. Yeah. So we ended up at one of the parties. There was people naked in the hot tubs, and like it was wild.
I think we all ended up that night in the sauna. Half naked.
I think that was the night after, but yeah,
was it the night after?
Could have been that night.
All I know is that after that sauna, we all the sauna was the last night, and after that sauna, we all had to head home, and all of us wake up sick as a dog. So we were all either drinking out of the same bottle or breathing in each other's breath that closely in that sauna.
It was a good time.
I don't know if it was the sauna that did it. It could have been like our week of debauchery, but.
Yeah, for some reason, there's pictures of us doing everything else on the boat, but that night in particular, I think it's a miracle there's no pictures that have surfaced.
Yet.
I mean, pictures even surfaced of when we snuck into the hot tub at the hotel before the cruise. We hopped a fence there, too.
That was a fun night, too.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I thought it was kind of George from Rhino Bucket because he's just like the true trooper. You see him, I saw him, as a matter of fact, about 1 o'clock in the morning or 1 o'clock in the afternoon, still hungover from the night before in his full battle coat and everything, just passed out, just getting baked in the sun. And I'm like, George, you know, you need to get back inside. He's like, I'm all right, man. And he puts his hand up and then he just puts his head back down.
So he passed out on the deck and was there the next day?
Yes. He was still out there at 1 in the afternoon, passed out.
Amazing.
But he still played a kick-ass show that night.
There you go.
Nice. That's a pro.
Yeah.
I could talk this cruise the whole time, but we can't do that while we're here. But so tonight your show, as I said, the 40 Club. Is this your first time playing in Pennsylvania?
Yes, it is. As Paradise Kitty, yes.
Jen, have you and the Watchers played in PA yet?
Yeah, I've played Pittsburgh before. I played Pittsburgh before about 8 or 9 years back. So it was a while ago.
Okay. So I have no questions here with me that we already didn't ask you the other day, so we're going to go a little bit
of it.
So how did the five of you come together? Now, Rachel and Jen, I know you two have been with the band since day one.
Jen and I were there at the inception, and we just clicked, and it just worked, and we kept rolling through members that were capable and available and the right fit, and that leads us to this lineup, which is a lot of fun, so... We have Ariel over here, who's our shredding lead guitarist that might do gymnastics on stage with us.
If
you treat her well, she might put on quite a show. And then we have the lovely Miss Emily over here. Come say hi, Emily.
Hola.
she's what does everyone keep comparing her to?
She's our Barbarella.
She's our Barbarella.
She's our shredding Barbarella.
Yeah.
That's not a bad comparison.
She didn't know who Barbarella was at first. So we had to show her a picture. Like, that's a huge compliment.
I'm probably the only one in here that was born when that movie had come out. So
it still holds up. It's
legendary.
Still awesome.
Yeah.
So, Ariel, you replaced Britt in the band then?
I did, yeah.
So how long have you been with the band now?
How long has it been? 4 months?
Since, like, right after the cruise last year.
Yeah, no, okay. It's been since April.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So we're now officially in a long-term relationship.
So that's the longest relationship I've ever had.
That means you have to put out now.
Oh, that's going to be so hard. They just like me because I auditioned in a mini top hat.
It was adorable.
Yeah. Yeah, we needed someone quickly for like 8 shows that were less than 2 weeks away. So we went on massive auditions, with had people send in videos, and she really just stole the show. And she turned up a week later and knew 90 minutes worth of songs, an album and a half worth of material, note for note. So yep. She was just really the honest answer and, you know, the perfect fit. And we didn't expect her to be so cute and sweet.
They just like me because I make them feel tall.
We like you when you're short. You're automatically cute no matter what you do.
I'm also an armrest for you during guitar solos.
Yep. That's true.
Yeah.
For those of you that cannot see, yeah, how tall are you?
5 feet.
She's 5 feet and probably like 80 pounds. She's this little tiny thing that...
I have a 10-year-old who's going to be at the show tonight who's taller than you.
I totally
but you two look like you could be sisters, though.
Right there are the little
Well, I'm glad I have a 10-year-old twin.
So, Ariel, what part of the country are you from?
I'm from Connecticut.
Are you from Connecticut?
So I've been here many, many times. It's not too far.
And Emily, I'm going to make you come back to the microphone. Again, the only one that doesn't have a chair here. I apologize. So what part of the country are you from?
North Carolina.
Ah, so have you played, you know, many with some other bands, Donnie, in North Carolina, or did you pretty much?
Yeah, I played in North Carolina for a while, and then I did some tours, and then ended up in LA.
Okay, and Nikki, how about yourself? What's your back past experience?
I'm from the LA area. I actually went to high school with Jenna, so that was our Paradise Kitty connection there. Mm-hmm. We were in the PE class together. We were in fencing class together. We used to sword fight.
That's the first I've heard of this.
Yeah, and we used to kick all the boys' asses in that class.
All the freshmen that were real short.
I can't believe that on the air that I'm hearing girls talk about sword fights.
Nobody does it better.
Okay, we're going to take a little break here, and we're going to play some Bisto Blanco here for you.
Yes. All right, it's both.
Who will also be on the cruise with Chuck Garrick and the amazing Calico Cooper. This is their cover of Alice's Feed My Frankenstein on 91.7 FM, WNJR, Washington, Pennsylvania.
Woo!
Just good looking.
91.7 FM, WNJR, Washington, Pennsylvania, and online at WNJR.org, Bisto Blanco, and Feed My Frankenstein. We're on the air here today with Paradise Kitty, live in the studio. They will be playing at the Wood Lanes in Dormont, Pennsylvania, just outside the city of Pittsburgh on West Liberty Avenue. Jenna, so tell me a little bit about the connection with Guns N' Roses that you ladies have, and how the experience has been, you know, talking with, say, Slash or Axl or Duff or anybody else from the original lineup.
Well, we're definitely lucky that the band has, in ways, given us a big thumbs up. We tour with Dizzy Reed from Guns N' Roses. He does the little keyboards. He's been one of the longest-standing players in the band. And when he's off the road, we open up for his other band on the road, so that's kind of cool.
His band Hookers and Blow.
Yeah, Hookers and Blow.
We do shows with them and jam with them, and they jam with us, and it's a fun little party.
Yep. And then, you know, we've had members of Slash's band, The Conspirators, come up and play with us, and we've had Axl Rose has tweeted out our flyers. It's been a welcoming from them, so it's been really cool.
Yeah, they've definitely, when we started this band, we knew that we needed them to, I wanted them to be okay with what we were doing, because if not, then there's no point in doing it. You know, it just kind of, I don't want to disrespect something that they built and wrote, and it's really their project. So it came out, and they've all been really cool about it. Slash is a fan, and some of his conspirators come jam with us, and, you know, I'm happy that they're cool with us doing this, yeah. So...
Did you have a chance to see them on the most recent tour playing at any of the stadiums around the country?
Nikki here and I were lucky enough to see the Troubadour show, the April Fool's show last year. Why don't you tell them a little bit about that, Nikki? About our experience sleeping on the street. And
yeah, we were basically homeless people for about 24 hours, right?
Yeah.
Yep. It was a good time. It was a great experience, like just hanging out with all the Gunners and just getting so revved up before the show. It was great.
It was such a cool sense of community because, you know, all of us had done our research and traded information and tried to figure out where and when, because we knew the show was going to happen, but no one had announced it. So we finally, you know, I literally had a friend that was like getting information from Slash's dad's gardener. It was old school. It was super old school. And so anyways, we figured it out, and we ended up, like, you know, midnight hanging out on the street on Sunset Boulevard outside of the Old Tower Records. A line started forming, and we were like part of the first like 10 people in line. And you know, the line filled up throughout the night, and like someone would leave and go buy pizzas for everyone, and the sun came up and someone would leave and go buy donuts for everyone, and someone would pass a bottle of Jack down the line, and the cops were there just watching us crack beers and drink, and they're like, we wish we could party with you guys right now, and they just let us do it. So we got into the show with, you know, it was 200 fans only allowed. So when they let us into Tower Records to buy our tickets, they were $10 a ticket, old school. They had free taco trucks to feed everyone that had been there all night. They really, like, took care of the fans. Yeah. It was cool. They had, like, a little museum set up, and then a couple hours later was the show. So we got to the show, and we're around all these people that we literally slept on the sidewalk with. Someone would be like, I woke up, I can't sleep anymore, use my sleeping bag and my lawn chair. You know, it was just such a cool sense of community and such a wonderful show. It was so much fun.
You know, that's something that Jenna and I were talking about the other day, is the sense of community with your fans. And, you know, most bands try to keep that wall up still.
Screw the wall.
And it's become tougher and tougher with social media and with the internet and things like that over the past 20 years or so. But you girls are very active online. And as I had said the other day, made an incredible impression on my two little girls just by being...
I
nice.
Love it when we make the kids get excited and start, you know, I don't know, it helps keep music alive with the younger generation. Yeah. So you've seen it on the boat. Every time we play on the boat, there's always kids that we have sit in and jam with us and have played with us, and like, it's cool. It's like that makes me feel like if I'm giving back and doing something. Yeah,
it's really cool. Definitely a matter of paying it forward.
Yeah. Absolutely. So your girls are coming
they
tonight?
They are coming again.
Yay.
Yes.
Love it. I love it.
If the club doesn't let them in, they're going to be roadies.
We're in. It's a restaurant, though,
they'll
so I think it should be okay.
They'll let them in before they let Ariel in.
It's very true. They can carry my guitars. They'll get in for sure.
Yeah, Ariel, you... Yeah, you honestly could pass for my younger daughter's
Somebody asked
twin.
Me the other day if I was 12.
Well, your heartbreak in life will come the first time you don't get carded.
Yeah, I'm dreading that day.
I don't know if she'll ever see that day. She can barely see the top. No, she can barely see the top shelf of the cabinets in the kitchen.
I hope you're not.
Right.
So
we love you all 3 inches.
Hey, I'm a ninja, okay?
You are a ninja. You are a ninja.
She's our blonde guitar ninja.
So when is the first time each of you got to see Guns N' Roses for the first time? My first time was 1987.
Troubadour.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I never got to see. I mean, I saw Axl do his Guns N' Roses version once in Vegas a few years ago, but I saw Slash do the Conspirators, and you know, I saw Adler's Appetite, you know, all the side bands, but I never got to see those guys play together. First time was a Troubadour.
Same thing with me with seeing all the side bands, but the first time I saw them was at Dodger Stadium last year, and that show was, there's just such a tangible energy that was in that crowd because they were back at home, and it just, I cried like 3 or 4 times. Nikki watched me bawling, like tears running down my face.
We had to stop taking pictures and videos for social media because we were just fangirling out, just hardcore. It was awesome.
Cute.
Emily, have you had a chance to see them live yet?
No, I've never seen them yet.
And Ariel?
I've had a chance to meet some of the members, which was amazing, but I haven't seen them all together. Hopefully soon.
Yeah. So, kind of a cliched question, but I'll pass it around the room. Favorite Guns N' Roses song?
Welcome to the Jungle.
Nikki?
Oh, man. I really like You Could Be Mine. It's So Easy, Rocket Queen.
Those are top three. I'm doing top three.
Okay. I can't. Emily, top five. I'm kidding.
Locomotive.
Oh, nice.
See that one? We should, though. Nice. I can't pick a favorite. It changes. So, I don't know. I do know that when I listened to Appetite throughout the years, I would go, this is the best song, then the next song. No, this is the best song. And by the time you got to Rocket Queen at the end, I'd be like, no, this is the best song. And I don't know if that became my favorite only because nothing followed it, so I couldn't like throw it under the rug for the next song, but we'll say Rocket Queen for now.
That's funny. My favorite to listen to is November Rain. My favorite to play is You Could Be Mine. And I'm also really getting into Reckless Life lately, too. So that's a badass song.
I tell you what's another awesome thing to hear is, have you ever heard them do Heartbreak Hotel or Jumpin' Jack Flash?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I've heard Jumpin' Jack, but not Heartbreak. Yeah. But wait, I want to know what your favorite Guns N' Roses song is.
Mine is actually My Michelle.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I was old enough at the time to buy the album when it first came out, because I was 22, I guess. And just walking into the store and seeing that very graphic cover, I'm like, oh, this has got to be awesome.
So you bought it without hearing it first?
I bought it without hearing
That's
it.
That's cool.
Yes. That's awesome.
So you know it's a good cover,
right?
Yeah, I've been doing that for decades. And most of the time I do okay, but there's a few in the collection. Not too good. Not too good. We'll be working a record fair in the next few months or so to try to sell off some of those mistakes I've made over the past 40 years.
Well, kudos to you, though, for buying music, the sight unseen, or hear, notes unheard, I guess, and giving new bands a chance.
There's a group online I'm going to give a shout-out to, because hopefully some of them are listening today, and that's the Melodic Mafia. And they do an awesome job of promoting the bands within the group. There's about 3,000 people in the group. And I swear to God that like everybody in the group buys all the albums, and everybody tries to one-up each other by showing their picture with their new CD. And it's good
to see.
That's
awesome.
And that's really cool.
It's good to see people are still buying physical product, because while digital is very convenient, obviously, for a radio station such as ours here, I still like having a CD. I'm not going to go as far as saying a record.
I like product, too. When I bought my new car and it didn't have a CD player, I was really bummed out.
That's why I haven't bought a new car yet.
High five.
So we're going to get back to the music here on 91.7 FM WNJR, take a brief break, and we're going to play some Vane here from their brand new CD, Rolling with the Punches. This is Deliver the Passion on the Pure Rock Shop, Thursday edition with Paradise City. We'll be right back. 91.7 FM, WNJR, Washington, Pennsylvania, online at WNJR.org. That is Brand New Vein and Deliver the Passion. We are here in the studio for about 15 more minutes with the amazing Paradise Kitty from Los Angeles. They'll be playing a show tonight at the in Dormont, just outside the city of Pittsburgh, at the Hollywood Lanes on West Liberty Avenue. Plenty of free parking after 9 o'clock up there, guys, so no damn excuses for not coming to the show. So once again, we're back on the air with Jenna and Rachel and Emily and Nikki and Ariel. So
what I want to know is I keep hearing that Pennsylvania is like this super party place. I want all of you out there to come show us what kind of party you got to bring tonight, because we'll be there throwing down, but I don't want you to disappoint your fellow Pennsylvanians that have talked this place up to us.
Yeah, and we have a lot of people here from Texas because we have a natural gas boom in the area, and there's a lot of leathernecks in the area from Oklahoma, Kansas, and Texas. And I can tell you what, those boys can drink, and the girls can too.
We learned that in Texas.
Yes.
Or at least I did.
Texas loves us. So, Ariel loves tequila in Texas.
We have a saying, we're not allowed to get Texas wasted, and that's because of her.
Yeah, that was like two shots for me.
Well, that's like someone else drinking two cups.
I know, right?
Well, there was a night when I was the DD, and I was instructed...
Is that designated driver or designated drunk?
Yeah, I was given the directions to the wrong hotel, and we were walking into the wrong hotel, and we were trying to...
Oh yeah, that's right. We tried to get into the wrong hotel rooms in the wrong hotel because.
But once I realized that it was the phrase herding cats, right? So it was, you know, I was trying to get everybody out of the wrong hotel.
Could you imagine being the person in bed in that room and hearing someone trying to come into your room and flying out of bed and looking through the keyhole and seeing the five drunk us trying to get into the room?
I would be honored if that happened to me.
Honored or on-herd?
Yes.
We have a tendency to knock on the wrong hotel and doors.
And you know what you say? Don't go. Don't go knocking on Axel's door.
I can't even follow that up. Just keep talking.
When we're on the boat, we call it the kitty sanctuary or the cattery. That's basically the hall where all of our cabins are. So that turns into a party in itself.
Yeah. Well, and there was one year that one of the girls that was out with us, she was always late to lobby call. She slept a lot. And we kept banging on her door. All of our rooms were in a row. We kept banging on her door going, Danielle, get up. Danielle, get up. Until the very last day of the boat, that wasn't her room. So these guys came out. They're like, why do you guys keep banging on our door all the whole every day? Every time one of us would leave our rooms, we'd be like, come on, Danielle, bang on the door. We thought she was asleep in her room the whole time. Well, it turns out little Miss Danielle wasn't asleep in her room the whole time. She had the code to get into that VIP party that I scaled the roof for. So she was up there partying all day and all night every day.
And what floor was that VIP party on?
It was like the top. It was like up in like the top VIP suites.
So that was like 180 feet. It's going up as the story goes.
It's still only 10 feet to fall down on my lawn chairs.
It'll be 220 feet by 6 o'clock.
Still only 10 feet to fall down on my lawn chairs. They got me up there.
Oh, Lord. So,
yeah, it was funny. They were on the airplane home with us, those guys, and they're like, man, you guys just banged on our door all weekend.
Yeah, they come to our shows all the time.
Paradise Kitty! We got all the time.
Yeah, when they'll show up at the Viper Room or whatever, they're like, hey, I hear a knock behind me on the wall. And I'm like, oh, hey, it's Scott. Or they're really cool.
Made fans and friends for life.
So can I expect to see the five of you in the gym at 9 o'clock in the morning on the cruise?
Hell no.
I try. Like you've seen my posts on social media. Normally when I'm off touring, I'm pretty good at waking up and going to the gym. But on that boat, it's just, there's no way.
Every moment of sleep you could actually get becomes vital to your performance.
Yeah.
Because your performance doesn't start and end when you get on and off stage on the boat. Performance starts when we leave LAX. Yeah. And then it ends when we wake up 2 weeks later going, where am I? What happened?
Ouch.
So are you going to tour through Florida when you get off the cruise, or are you flying right back
to
LA?
When we get off the cruise next time, we actually have a couple shows right after with the Maidens. We're doing a couple dates with them.
Awesome. Now, the Iron Maidens, for some of you folks that aren't aware of them. They're the all-female tribute to Iron Maiden, and they are a pretty awesome band in themselves.
Yep. Those are our girls.
Yep. Yeah,
we love them.
Yeah.
Courtney comes and sits in with us every now and then. So.
Yeah, that's Courtney Cox, not the one from Friends, the other Courtney Cox.
Not the one that danced in a Bruce Springsteen video, but the other one.
Although she does a good imitation of that dance. It's really hilarious.
She better. It's her name right.
Yeah, you kind of have to.
Isn't the Friends Courtney Cox a drummer as well? If I'm not mistaken, I think I heard somewhere she was a drummer, but this could be a weird dream, like the one I had last night when I thought the fire alarm was going off.
There was no fire. Rachel.
Kids, don't take Ambien.
Drugs are bad, my guy.
I swear to God, there was a fire alarm that went off last night, and I got up, and no one else got up, and I couldn't understand why, and whatever. Anyways, apparently there was no fire alarm.
And you got to sleep somewhere safe last night for a change,
I was at my aunt and uncle's house, and I swear the alarm went off, and it was like, I saw the light on the wall blinking, and it was like, this is the fire alarm. Fire alarm. You know, whatever. It was like some, like, mechanical voice. And I jumped up, and I came out of the room, and everyone else was still asleep. And I was like, so I went upstairs, and my aunt and uncle were still in bed, and I...
Wait, the fire alarm spoke to you?
Well, you know, like, you know, like, it's like, beep, beep. This is a fire alarm. Yeah, I've seen fire alarms like that before.
How many Ambien did you take?
The Ambien alarm.
But, you know, this morning, I was like, what was up with the fire?
Did you grab the cat, too?
And let me tell you the funny part of this is my uncle was a firefighter for many years. He was like, Dad, there was no fire alarm. And I was like, no, there was. And he's like, that was the Ambien. And I was like, no, because I saw the light. Like, I mean, the cat freaked out. It's like, the cat freaked out because you freaked out. Yeah, I took the cat with me.
Like, oh, my God,
I went upstairs, and everyone was still in bed. And I was like, I was like, well, the alarm stopped. So I went back to bed, And I swore, they kept saying no fire alarm. I was like, the smoke alarm thing went off in the room. I went down there. There was nothing on that wall that I saw that last night.
I really hope you have a noon checkout tomorrow.
Yeah,
really
we got a noon
do.
Checkout. That was about 3 a.m. last night. But hey.
Oh, Lord.
I slept the other 7 hours of that Ambien.
Well, there you go.
So who's the driver on the road? Do you rotate, or is somebody the appointed driver?
Yeah, we all rotate. It's not fair to make one person be the driver of the entire country, you know, across the entire country. So.
I thought the new girl in the group got to drive the whole tour.
She can't reach the pedals.
Yeah, I can't see her with steering wheel either, so I got off the hook on that one.
Do you have a license?
Yes. If I was 1 inch shorter, I'd have to say I'm legally a midget.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I passed by an inch.
Was that a proud moment in time for you?
I had a party the day I hit 5 feet. And we're like, you're not 5 feet. I'm like, yeah, look at the invitation. It's real.
It's official.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. I used to be 6'4". I'm down to about 6'2" now.
That's still really tall.
Yeah, it starts happening quicker than you think.
Oh, you still got 14 inches on her.
It's all right. Let's keep on buying you taller and taller shoes.
Yeah. I just go for the ankles. It's all good.
So, do you ladies have any kind of cool swag or merchandise at the show tonight?
We do. We have some very cool shirts and stuff for you, other toys. And if you come in showing us your Paradise Kitty gear or your Guns N' Roses gear, we have a present for you.
So, if you saw one of these wonderful shows on this last tour that Guns N' Roses played, wear your shirt to our show, and we have a surprise present. We give to fans who wear their GNR shirts or their Paradise Kitty shirts. We have something for you.
Oh, yeah. Very cool. Very cool.
Because, you know, at the end of the day, we're fans, too. So.
Exactly.
Okay. And it's my understanding you have two sets tonight?
Yes, we will be doing two sets with a little break in between.
Okay. And a little hint of what kind of GNR we might hear from you tonight.
All the early stuff, Appetite for Destruction, that's for sure.
Oh, very cool.
And some more. And others.
I know there's a couple of the covers in there, which
are
pretty awesome as well.
We aren't playing with a keyboard player right now, so we aren't doing the keyboard songs, basically. So.
Okay. Any last words before we get you out of the studio at 6 o'clock? We got the rap and hip-hop show coming on at 6 on 91.7 FM WNJR Washington.
I think the last words are, we'll see you all tonight.
Yeah. Be ready to party.
Yep, 9 o'clock tonight as the WNJR cardboard sign
attacks my head.
It can't handle
attacks Rachel in the head. But yes, please come out and check out.
There's a fire alarm, I swear.
Grab the cat.
It's a fire hazard for sure.
Thank God I'm not in the room next to them tonight. That's all I got to say. And if I find, I already know my cruise ship room number. If I find out it's the same as you, I'm moving my ass down the hall.
Well, you'll get a knocking wake-up call.
But just so you know, we also pass bottles of champagne over the balcony to you, so.
You're a good woman.
Champagne always wins.
Once again, thank you very much to Paradise Kitty for coming in. Check them out tonight on West Liberty Avenue in Dormont at Hollywood Lanes. This is 91.7 FM, WNJR, Washington, Pennsylvania.